Hello, you're listening to the Undead Bard podcast. This is a series of shorts, short documentaries, as you will, of the show that I'm doing at the beginning of October, from the 2nd of October to the 13th. 14 shows crammed into less than 2 weeks, and it's going to be great. It's the combination of 4 years' work on Shakespeare and the Shakespeare culture industry. I mean, Undead Bard is not a production of a Shakespeare play. It isn't even based on Shakespeare's plays. It's all about actually Shakespeare as... Oh, God, it sounds really wanky when you say things like Shakespeare as cultural artifact.
Lovely. Another production of Hamlet. Oh, joy. Oh, look. Oh, David Tennant. Oh, lovely. Lovely David Tennant having a go. Isn't that nice? Oh, isn't that lovely? Jude Law. Oh, lovely. Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Lovely, yeah. Oh, the other one who's in Sherlock, nobody can remember the name of, played Moriarty, but he's doing it next year. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely? All these famous people just wanking over my corpse.
But it is Shakespeare as his afterlife, the fact that he's been dead 400 years. And it's not just that his plays keep going, but it's also this cult of Shakespeare, the bardolatry. The fact that we call him the Bard, which is a really terrible term for what he did and what he was. So the show is a series of pieces about our relationship with him, the fact that actually we're all supposed to love him, and those who do love him insist that we all love him.
Have you seen any Shakespeare?
Of course I have. Christ, who hasn't? He's worse than Japanese knotweed.
You don't like the plays?
Some of them.
And it's not allowed to sort of not like him. So you have these acolytes. I'm writing a new piece at the moment about almost the religious cult of Shakespeare, which is, I think, is how the evening's going to start. I don't know yet. What I have already got are three pieces that I've been developing over 4 years. The first is The Shakespeare Delusion, a mock lecture that I do on the Shakespeare authorship question, which is funny and actually poignant and is a very nicely self-contained piece that I've been doing on and off and adapting and playing around with for 4 years.
If that is, this wasn't complete nonsense, which it is, I think. It can be so confusing. I mean, you see, there's so much nonsense that flies around, whizzes around the shiny, shiny, bald head of Shakespeare, that it becomes very difficult to know what is true anymore.
Then there's much more like Shakespeare stand-up in the second half, in Shakespeare the Ever-Living.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard, but he's dead. I know, 2016 has been an awful year for celebrities.
And then online, you can listen to it now, actually, is a piece about the reputation of Shakespeare and what would happen to the culture industry of Shakespeare if it was discovered that he was a bit like Jimmy Savile.
But! There isn't a but! The work matters. The consequences matter. You'll destroy so much.
And that's called Historic Crimes and is available as an audio podcast that you can listen to now. It won't be as part of the show. So the actual evening of theatre that you'll go into will be a bit anarchic. It'll be quite random.
Now, what I want you to do is I need you all to demonically laugh.
There's lots of different things going in different directions. It's mostly funny, though there are moments of poignancy. So I've been spending the morning going over The Shakespeare Delusion, and that's a piece that I've been working on, I'd say on and off, for 4 years. It premiered almost exactly 4 years ago. Actually, I must look that up. It might actually be exactly 4 years since I first performed it, in a much longer and a much different version. And it's been refined over the years. So it is a sort of shiny jewel. But even after 4 years, even after performing it quite a few times, it's amazing actually how many little changes you still make. A lot of the changes I've been making have been mostly punctuation, because all of the texts will be printed and published for the run. You'll be able to buy a complete collection of all the Shakespeare pieces I've been working on over 4 years. So this morning has been mostly going over that. I'm hoping by the end of the week I will have The Shakespeare Delusion and effectively the first half. I've got the new material for the first half of the show to go over. I'm still writing it, so I'll go back and forth. I'm going to print so much paper over the next. It's only going to be a couple of pages long, but I'm going to print those couple of pages dozens of times as I cut and I move and I rewrite. And then later in the week I will start looking in vague terms at the second half. The second half is much more freeform. But that's something I'll talk about later in the week. Tickets are available now. Go to the website Theatre N16. Just Google it. It will come up. Yes, so tickets are available there. Or you can go to Milk Bottle Productions. And if you go to the Undead Bard page on the Milk Bottle Productions website, milkbottleproductions.co.uk, you will find the Historic Crimes audio that you can listen to. And also there's other audio material that will appear or is in the process of appearing now.